Okay, I'm sitting outside on the concourse on a beautiful sunny day at Thomas Tallis School, and I'm just going to talk very quickly to Chennai, one of the students who's in our group coming to Oklahoma, find out a little bit about her and about what she thinks of creativity. So, Chennai, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Chennai, obviously, and I'm in sixth form. I'm doing photography, English literature, and art and design.
Okay, and you weren't at Thomas Tallis before, were you? So where were you before?
I was at Abbey Manor College.
Okay, and before that?
Petra High School.
And where's that?
That's in Zimbabwe.
Right, so you're used to travelling?
Yeah.
You're a transatlantic learner, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. You've chosen quite what would people would consider to be sort of creative subjects,
yeah.
But clearly you're interested in lots of things beyond school that allow you to be creative. Tell us a little bit about the sort of things you do outside of school.
I'm a journalist for Live magazine, and I'm not just a journalist, I also design and stuff like that. So.
And how did you get involved with Live?
Through Abbey Manor, because my tutor knew the senior mentor at Life, so she took us on there.
And is that something you thought about doing before, or this was all new to you?
I had never ever thought I would actually be part of something like that.
And has it influenced your thinking about what you want to do later in life?
Definitely. I can now see a possible career for me in journalism.
Fantastic. And so tell us what the most exciting thing you've done in terms of what you've been doing at Live is. Who have you interviewed? Whose picture have you taken?
Well, the most interesting interview for me was with Desmond Tutu.
Wow.
Archbishop Desmond Tutu, because I expected him to be, you know, as this big man, to be kind of like, you know, you could feel the awe and everything.
Okay.
But he was just like really nice and, you know, like an ordinary person.
He gave
you
a good interview, did he?
Yeah, he did.
It's interesting watching him at the World Cup celebrations.
Mm.
He seems quite, like you say, like one of the ordinary people.
Yeah.
Not too full of his own importance.
No, not at all.
Okay. And you say you're involved in lots of other design things, and you recently were awarded something in school. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. I won the Josh Beasley Award for, I think...
Creativity.
For creativity.
Right.
And that was for... Because I do a lot of different stuff. I write.
Yeah.
I, take pictures outside of school and...
Yeah.
And designing.
Sure, and you made a website, didn't you?
Yes,
you part of your submission, brought all your stuff together.
Yeah.
So your web design expertise is something we're looking forward to exploiting, I must say. And what are you looking forward to most about the trip to Oklahoma?
Just meeting new people and kind of exchanging ideas with people and kind of seeing how things are done in America and what things we could take from that, what things we could give to them.
Yeah, it seems quite interesting that we're experiencing lots of local regeneration of the built environment here.
Mm.
It seems that regeneration is a key theme for people living in Oklahoma as well. So that might be an interesting topic of conversation.
Yeah.
You know, the school we're linked with is outside Oklahoma City quite a way. Do you think it's important that we're able to communicate with them virtually, given that physical links are quite difficult?
I think so, especially like... even after we go there and so forth, it's good to keep that kind of connection and that link and to keep corresponding that way.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I suppose the internet's given us an opportunity to collaborate with anyone anywhere in the world now.
Yeah.
So
it's so easy and it's instant. So it's like, it's not even like we're that far apart.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange that this conversation we're having now is going to appear on the internet and be heard by people thousands of miles away in a few minutes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for talking to me, and I look forward to the trip.
Cool.
See you later.